crowd. Family, what? You and me will always be tight. Finish this.
Family, every single day and night.
Even when you start acting like a fool.
You know I'm loving every single thing you do.
Okay, hi. Welcome to Decom Divas with Jana. And I have a very, very, very special guest, my best fucking friend. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, it's me.
She's here. She is back. Do you remember? Okay, so this is really funny. She was on the Halloween Town 2 and 3 episodes, and I was like, yes. Oh, are you excited to do number 4? And she's like, don't make me do that fucking movie.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, do you remember? Because she's not the real Kimberly J. Brown. She's some other girl.
Sarah Paxton. Yeah. Yes. Aquamarine girl who came in because they thought she was hotter. And
bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And why does Marnie have to be hot?
No,
why
can't she just be a regular girl? I appreciate it. I don't need my DCOM stars to be hot. I would prefer them not to be because
it's not needed.
Growing up, I wasn't hot, and I would like someone who looks like me in that sense.
You are hot.
I wasn't them. You want to see me in seventh grade?
No, I saw your baby picture that you posted though. That you posted on.
It was
so cute.
I was cute. There was a bit of a gap in middle school, as there should be. I get mad when I see a middle
schooler
who looks
cute.
People should
be, they need to go through an ugly middle school phase, or they will not be humble.
No, if you're always hot and always treated well because you're good looking, then that's not really, you don't know how life works.
Yeah, you need to be ugly at least once.
Yes, you need to know what it's like.
At least have a bad haircut.
Yeah, or
do that service to us,
please.
To the world.
I had,
if you're a hot 13-year-old, get a bad haircut.
Kind of I don't want to be hot at 13.
No,
yeah. It's kind of gross.
Yeah, I'd rather be ugly.
Yeah. I'm glad I was ugly. My mom's going to listen to this and be like, Jana, you weren't ugly. But
parents are always thinking you're
ugly. I know. That's the thing is, regardless of, if you have kids, regardless of what they look like, you're going to think they're beautiful.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, and people.
Well, there's some parents I feel like
that gonna, they know. We are such bitches.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they know. Maybe they think they're beautiful, but they know
I've
that
heard,
the world
might.
I've
heard, nightmare parents, though, that, literally say, this is my ugly kid.
That's so mean.
I saw, an article about that the other day where there was this mom who was constantly introducing her daughter to people as, this is my ugly daughter.
Oh, my God.
What a nightmare. That poor girl.
I feel so bad. It's you notice the parents who aren't very nice to their kids, but, that's next level.
I can't imagine that. I know. Literally giving birth to someone and then being a bitch to them.
Yeah, are you happy that you were able to have kids? Yeah. I don't know. I guess that means not everyone should be parents.
That's the letters. Many people that shouldn't be parents that are parents.
Yeah. We're chilling here. We're having coffee on the green couch.
Green couch.
Yes. Here.
Giving a Friends vibe.
It is. It really is.
Do you think Friends, do you think they would have, had a podcast if they existed now?
I think so. Yeah, what characters? I think Chandler
definitely would have. He's such an attention whore.
Yeah, he is.
Right?
Would it be Chandler and Joey, or would it be Chandler and Phoebe? What do you think?
I feel like because Chandler and Joey were buddies.
Yeah.
So they'd probably have a buddies podcast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Chandler would be the smart one and Joey would
be the
dumb one.
And I feel like maybe Phoebe would have her own.
Yes.
Because she's absolutely. And it would be her weird thing where she's
And then she'd do guitar.
Wouldn't play the cats and things
that. Yeah. Wait, who's your favorite Friends character? Who do you have a favorite and then one that you're that's me? I actually have in mind who I think is you, but you tell me.
Okay. I like Monica.
I was going to say, you're Monica because you're very organized.
Yeah, I'm I don't know how organized I am, but I try to be.
Yeah.
And then, she, dated an older dude for a little bit, relatable.
Yeah.
But then she kind of ended up with, more regular guy, funny guy. I think Monica, she's also kind of, I don't know, she just has this, energy about her.
Yeah, she's very energetic.
Yeah. But where she's kind of it has to be this specific way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I can definitely be that way. I think I've chilled out more in my... The older I get, though.
Yeah.
But
I'm particular, too. I try to act I'm so laid back.
Which one do you think you are?
Phoebe.
Yeah, I was going to say Phoebe. Yeah, you're totally Phoebe.
Maybe one day for Halloween or something,
That'd
we could do
cute.
That. Maybe we can make Carjanet Rachel.
Yeah, she's totally Rachel.
Yeah, Carjanet, if you're listening. Okay, so you're a third-timer podcast guest, and I know we've kind of... I mean, there's always more to talk about with Disney Channel, but we kind of exhausted talking about that.
Yeah.
We know that me and Ashley have had somewhat of a similar life as far as, we're both, 1994 babies. We were exposed to, a lot of the same pop culture. So, or at least with Disney. But now we're going to, expand that and go beyond it when it comes to the 2000s. So when you think of those times, late 90s, early 2000s, to mid-2000s, what do you think of? Like, what, like, music or, like, fads, trends, like, movements do you, were you, like, really into at the time?
I mean, I definitely think of, like Britney Spears. Yes. I feel like she's so iconic of that period, like, the late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Like, that red, like,
oh my god, outfit I want to do that for, what is that? Is that,
you like immediately knew what I was talking about. All I had to say, like, cultural. All I had to say was Britney Spears in red, and you were like, ah!
The, like, pleather, like.
Yes.
Okay, is that for Baby One More Time, or is that, Oops, I Did It Again?
I think it's Oops, I Did It Again.
I think so. Baby One More Time Baby is, like, the time school is, skirt.
School girl.
Girl, we have an encyclopedia of Britney Spears fashion. It's the best, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you'd be, like, such a cute Britney. I would love to see you do, like, a Halloween costume.
Oh, I would love to do that one. I just gotta, like, get something that fits as well as, like, it does. That one's, like, the where she's in the spaceship and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's so cute. Is that your favorite look of all time from Britney Spears?
I do feel like it is, like, so iconic.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it is. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like, she's wearing this, like, one, like, glitter bodysuit in, I think, the Toxic music video. You remember what I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
It's very cute. She does bodysuits well. And, oh, one year for Halloween, I was, like, her with a snake.
That's fun! Yes, oh, I love that. Okay. Yeah.
It was kind of its kind of thing. Okay, obviously, it's a very scantily clad, like, outfit, but I'm like, I don't know, it's my friends Halloween, will get it.
Though.
But then I showed up at the party, and, like, I was, like, so, like, wearing so much less clothing than everyone else. Have you done the, like, slutty Halloween costume thing, or do you try to go more wholesome? Or
oh,
like,
absolutely.
Okay, good.
I remember the first year that I did that. I think I was, like,
Was that in high school?
I think it was earlier. Because, like, each year before that I'd been like a princess or an angel or whatever, and I was like, this year I want to be a vampire, and I want to be skanky, so I remember, like, begging my mom, like, can I please be, like, a sexy vampire?
Oh, good.
And she was like, oh, fine, but she still walked me around the neighborhood, like,
she's like, nobody talked to my daughter.
Well, I think I was young too, like, I was, like, I don't know, maybe 12 or 13 or something. Do you remember, like, how popular, like, a candy corn witch costume was that popular at your school?
I don't think so.
That was like a thing,
really,
at my school. Yeah, both my middle school and my high school, we'd always have at least, like, several girls that dressed as candy corn witch,
but, like, it was like a slutty piece of candy
corn. Yeah, like, it was like the straight, like, orange, yellow, and white striped tights with like the super short,
is it like the tutu-ish skirt?
So I remember, like, like, one of the PE teachers in middle school hitting on one of the girls.
Oh, my God.
He was like, nice legs. Literally.
Oh, I'm like, what? That's what you could get away with back in, like, 2007.
Seriously?
Jesus
oh,
Christ.
My God. He would have been so fucking fired if that happened, like,
was
in the last
like
year.
Was she, like, thanks, or was she, like, ew?
Everyone was like, ew. No
okay,
one wants
good.
To hear Mr. Lussell say that. Yeah, I'm calling you
out,
Mr. Lussell.
Shout out, you fucking perv.
Yeah. Were you, like, what, when in school, were you, like, a where were you on, like, the totem pole? Like, were you like one of those kids that would always, like, talk out in class, or were you just kind of, like, quiet, or were you like teacher's pet?
I was really quiet. I've always had, like, trouble with, like, relationships with, like, my, what I consider my superiors. Like, I was never super close to professors or teachers. I maybe had, like, one that I was tight with, but I was always shy. I was so afraid of, like, oh, what my, like the other students thought of me, that I was, like, very silent. But
because I can't form an opinion of you if you're not talking.
That's how I always felt. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna limit close to the talking and I'll be silent because I don't want to be judged. And, like, I feel like that turned around, like, my senior year. I kind of stopped caring because I'm like, well, I'll be out of here anyway. I don't know, were you shy in school?
No.
I was gonna say, of course not.
No. I mean, maybe I should have been more shy. Mm-hmm. In some ways, I think I was. Like, I definitely got intimidated by, like, the popular kids and things like that. But I would, like, kind of stand up for myself.
That's
when
good.
Like, they made fun of me and stuff. I probably said too much. Like, I, like, they would get me, the popular kids would, like, kind of get me, like, riled up. You know, like, they would say something to make me upset, and I would react, and that would be, like, more fuel for their fire. And so then I would, like, I would kind of keep, they, like, shut up or whatever, like, you don't know what you're talking about, or I'd, like, try to use, like, a long word to try and intimidate them,
and I'm like, what,
and they're like, this bitch is so stupid. So I don't know, I was, like, so, like, I definitely, like, you know, like, leaned in more with, like, being teacher's pet for sure, like, like the popular, like, whoever kids, like, in my opinion, the a-hole kids would, like, be talking in the middle of a class, or they'd be, like, yelling or saying something stupid during a presentation,
and I'd
be the kid that'd be like, come on, kid, guys, like, the teacher's trying to do her job, and that does not get you any popularity points.
No,
so
unfortunately.
But honestly, who gives a fuck about high school?
I know. I truly, when people are like,
We were literally all children.
Yeah. So. My high school was really a mediocre time for me. Like, I met some cool people, but it's not, like, it was not the best time of my life.
I mean, there was definitely some fun things. Like, I loved being in show choir. Yeah. That was really fun for me. I was definitely, I don't know, I'm, like, a very much, like, a tryhard.
Which is a good thing. People will make you feel bad about it. But,
yeah. But I just remember, doing the work. And other kids would be like, this is too much for the teacher to ask of us, like, for, like, doing, like, rewriting a number over and over. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but it's going to look so great when we're done. Like, that'd be, like, you know.
I love that.
Yeah. So I was simply, like, I don't know, trying to stay positive, always, like, upbeat, or trying to be at least.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I liked that, and I loved doing, like, shows and stuff in high school. That's the first time I got a lead was when I was in a high school show. I was doing the Drowsy Chaperone. Yay! And I was Miss Kitty, and I was so excited.
Yeah.
So that, like, it felt very validating to finally have, like, a role with, like, a name.
Yeah.
Because before that, I'd been, like, you know, Tevye the Hat Maker or some random, like, they gave me some random ass thing.
Was that, like, Fiddler on the Roof
or something? Yeah, it is Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh my god.
Love that you know that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a good name from that show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Yeah, but it'd be like literally have one line. So.
What was the line?
I don't even
remember.
Here's
your hat.
I was like, here's your hat. That was, no, I don't remember. It was so long. It was my freshman year I did that one.
Oh my god.
But I would definitely, I'd love to do that show again now as an adult, though. I feel like I would know more what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You kill it. Yeah.
Did you do any shows in high school?
My junior and senior year, I did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh my god.
I was really background character. And then I did Jungle Book, and I was in it for about 5 minutes. I was the wolf mom. And
you're the wolf mom?
Yeah, I know.
That's cute.
Which, like, I didn't have any lines. I just kind of did And they put I've said this so many times. I don't know if I said it on the podcast. So I was the only white person who played a wolf. And they're like, well, we need to make you look like a wolf. So they put me in, like, brown faces.
No!
I know. The year was 2012. We didn't.
Fucking nightmare.
But, and the person
oh
who.
Oh, my God.
Like, and they didn't think there was anything wrong with it. And at the time.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Were they white?
No, it was a black person who did it.
Oh, well, how weird.
But I think she was like, we just need to, like, make you match. And I was like, okay.
Well, was it, like, face paint?
Like, it was face paint. Like, it was, like, I looked like a wolf, like, but it was still, like, I mean, my skin was brown. Like, I had, like, pieces of fur attached to me. Like, I wasn't trying to be a person, obviously, but it was, like.
Like, the wolf in Into the Woods isn't, like, you know, even though.
He's kind of a round face,
I'm saying he's not, because he's a wolf.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
so
true.
It's like.
But I
Isn't
did.
Isn't the wolf in Into the Woods so fucking weird looking?
Yeah. And like, I mean, he's obviously, like, supposed to be creepy, but
I know,
he's,
but
like,
he, like, has pecs.
He's, like, a muscular. I don't know. It's I have, like, weird feelings about, like, making an animal sexy. Like, have you seen, what is it called? Shape of Water?
Is that the one where it has, like, the sexy water guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, she's, like, a sea monster. Like,
yeah, but then she, like.
And she's, like, deaf?
Yeah, she's deaf.
Yeah,
and
then she's,
like, I mean, that's, like, they have a romance.
Yes.
And it's, like.
I kind of love it.
I do. Well, it's, like,
monster
a story.
Fucker.
Yeah. okay, so. Was there anything that you were into at that time that you're, like, look back and you're like, oh, that was so embarrassing, but, like, also I don't regret it because that's who I am? Or were you, like, proud of everything?
I mean, is High School Musical considered really?
Yeah, that, like, yeah, that was 2006.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I definitely was obsessed with Zac Efron.
Yeah. That was your man.
Oh, my God. It was,
it was
bad. Yeah, no. Like, I literally, did you ever have, like, the Teen Beat magazines or
the
Tiger,
really in
whatever?
Tiger Beat and,
Tiger
like,
Beat?
Well, there's one called, like, M6 or something,
something
like that.
I don't remember
later.
It's been so long ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like Tiger Beat or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'd get those magazines.
Yeah.
And in the magazines, they'd be, like, featuring 13 posters of these Disney Channel stars or whoever.
Yeah.
And there was always at least one that had Zac Efron.
Yeah.
And I would collect those magazines. And so then with each one, I would collect the Zac Efron poster.
Yeah.
And I'd put it on my wall. And eventually, I had an entire wall in my room covered with Zac Efron posters. I was a freak.
Did your,
oh,
like, was your mom like, hey, go for it? Or
they didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, mine was covered in Hillary Duff. Like, I think at some point I had, like, 100 and something. And, like, it was just
100
fucking
posters?
Yeah, my whole room with pictures. Or posters and, like.
Of just Hillary Duff?
Yeah. No, I was fucking obsessed with her, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, it was like...
Was she like your girl crush? Like,
I don't know. I don't think I had like a crush on her. I think I just wanted to be just like her. Because, and this is what I realized, is like when you're growing up, you don't... Like, I even say like, oh, Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus. Like, I feel like I was too old at that point. And it's like, they're all older than me. But you kind of look up to someone who's like... I know, Hillary Duff is like 7 years older than me. And like, it's like when she's a teenager, you're like, I want to be just like her.
Well, yeah, because you're like... You know, probably 10 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's the time that you do look up to teenagers.
Yeah.
When you're a teenager, you're not looking up to teenagers.
No, you're kind of looking up to, like, I don't know, someone in their early 20s or something like that.
Like a Margot Robbie type or something.
Yeah, like, you were, like, I don't know. I think, like, I just really loved everything about her. And, like, I think my life would totally be different. I think I'd be a totally different person if it wasn't for her and, like, Lizzie McGuire. I feel like I kind of...
I really, like, influenced by her.
Oh, yeah. Like, my parents were concerned.
They were concerned. Like, you know, you're posters of this girl.
Yeah, I think they were, like, they were worried.
It's, like, it's giving, like, that Hey Arnold trying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally, yeah. I just wanted to be her and meet her. Yeah, so badly. And, like...
Did you ever meet her?
I've never met her. I've seen her 4 times in concert. I've never met her. That's kind of my dream, but I want... I don't know. Have you ever met
someone? You're
giving
me ideas for your birthday.
Oh, my God. I don't... I mean, I think it'd be really hard to do because she's, like, famous, but, like...
Yeah, but I feel like she's less famous.
She's less famous than she once was. I mean, she's still on, like, How I Met Your Father, so she's, like, back in the scene. Yeah. And, like, everybody loves her, but I think one day I will. And I
that she's going to be very, at some point, she's going to become very accessible.
Yeah. Maybe she'll
be
like,
forever, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I hope, like, one day she does, like, a book signing and then I go and then I'll have the right, I don't know. Have you ever met someone, like, you fucking idolize and then you're, like, or, like, met someone at least you really admired?
Yeah. I mean, like, I got to meet, when I went to go see Hadestown, I got to meet, Eva, I always pronounce her name, like Nobzola or something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel ashamed that I can't pronounce her name right now, but she's like, she's amazing. Yeah. She's incredible. Like, she's such an incredible vocalist, and like getting to meet her in person,
because
like her voice got me through COVID. Aww. like I was listening to Hadestown nonstop during COVID when I was like cooped up in my house.
Yeah.
Like, it's the song I'd always, like, those, it's the soundtrack I was, like, I would always listen to, like, doing my dishes or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, getting to, like, meet her in person, I was, like, I was just so, like, you don't know how to feel.
Yeah.
Because you're just, like, I'm finally meeting this person that, like, I've, like, I kind of idolize her, even though she's kind of younger. Like, she's, like...
Oh, is she younger than you?
I don't know. Yeah. She's pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
She might be younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just such an amazing performer.
Yeah.
So, she might be maybe a year or two younger than me.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure, though. But, she's incredible. She's incredible. Yeah. So, yeah. Getting to meet her was amazing.
Was she nice?
Too. They were both very nice.
Okay, good.
Yeah. They were both very kind.
Yeah.
I remember I got to, like, talk with her for a sec.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like, I was like, you were just so amazing tonight. Like, I cried multiple times watching your performance, and I was, like, literally sobbing. Like, ugly crying.
Aww.
And I don't do that very often, like, at a performance like that. I was, like, it was gross. I was probably disturbing the people next to me, but, like, but I was just so emotional, like, watching the show.
Yeah.
And she's so good. And I was, like, you just inspire me so much, and you were so incredible tonight, and I cried so many times watching you, and you're just amazing.
Yeah.
And she's like, I felt like I was a little off tonight, so, like, thank you for saying that.
Aww.
And I'm like, isn't that crazy?
You're like, I could change your day a little bit. Like,
and she's like, she literally was like, that makes me feel so good, because I thought I was off. Thank you. Like,
that's sweet.
So it was nice, and I got her autograph and his, too.
Aww.
But I know that's kind of, like, niche a little
I mean, this is what we're here for, is the niche.
But, she's... Like, people like that are people that I idolize. Like, I'd probably feel the same way if I met, like, Bernadette Peters or something.
Yeah,
you know? Those are my idols.
Yeah. You're Broadway gal.
Yeah, I am a Broadway gal.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any, like, guilty pleasure songs or, like, one-hit wonders that you fucking love from the 2000s? Can you think of any that you're like, oh, yeah, that was good? And where did that person go?
Shoot.
I know, I'm sorry, this is kind of like...
No, I should have... I feel like I should have prepared that one.
No, it's okay. But if you think of anything later, you're like, oh yeah, I loved... I don't know. You know the... this is one I think of, is, you know, the Blue Dabba Dee song?
Oh, wait, is that the one where it's like, if I was blue, I was green, I would die? That one?
Oh, wait, is that what he says?
Wait, isn't that what he says?
I think so. I thought it was...
Oh, I always thought it was...
If I was green, I would die?
Yes!
I hope it is that.
I'm blue, if I was green, I would die. If I was green, I would die. Is that not it? Am I wrong?
I thought it was just dabba dee dabba da.
Maybe it is. I have no idea.
We should
look up the lyrics.
Yeah. Have you seen Big Fat Liar?
Um,
like Frankie Muniz and Amanda Bynes.
Oh, yeah, but that was like a long time.
Oh, okay. There's a scene where that like that song comes on every time he like gets in the car. Mm-hmm. No, that's like one I think of, or like
I also think of the songs from like Shrek.
Oh yeah,
those are like kind of guilty pleasure songs.
Wait, like the little songs made for the movies?
Well, no, like because like I think a lot of the Shrek soundtrack was just like songs that already existed.
Yeah, like Smash Mouth.
Yeah, like Hey Now, You're an All Star. That one.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. There's a couple others too. I feel what's that one where they're like they make the balloon animals out of real animals? Remember that one?
Oh.
It's kind of like their little like love sequence, I guess.
Oh, it's called like My Little Monster in Me or something like that. Okay, so I guess we'll move on to the portion of the show where we just talk about all-time favorites. It can be from the 2000s, but it doesn't have to be. We just want to know what you like and why. my divas, what are your all-time favorite TV shows?
I like The Office.
Yes.
Like every
Who's
other
your favorite character?
Like every other white woman.
Wait, did you ever put that on your dating profile?
Probably that I like The Office, because it's another way to connect with people. Yeah. Like, a lot of people like that show. And it's genuinely very funny. And I love a lot of the comedians on there and stuff, too. Like, a lot of those people went on to have, like, amazing careers.
And in their own shows,
Or TV movies or whatever. So, good for them.
Yeah.
So, I like that one. I guess I liked Game of Thrones.
Oh, I
knew
that. Oh,
I did. Okay. I was, like, a big fan of it for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really like Sansa's character. I know a lot of people are more into Arya. I don't know. Did you ever watch Game of Thrones?
I've seen one episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
In terms of anything else, I'm trying to think of, like why don't, aren't there, I know there's other TV shows that I like. Nothing I can think of off the top of my head, though, right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you?
My favorites, okay, I don't need to name my favorite, you all know it. I like reality TV a lot. I loved Project Runway and America's Next Top Model, like, growing up. Big fan. I feel like Project Runway, like, made me want to, like, work in fashion. What else? I like, I loved Glee.
I loved Glee, too.
Like, hugely
Okay,
into
that's
that.
Another
yeah.
one that was, like, I was so into that show for
yeah.
a while.
They,
yeah.
It was great. And I felt
I like the t-shirt. It's a Gleek on it.
Yeah. I felt very represented by this show because, like, I love musical theater, and, like, I didn't feel like it, like, really represented how, like, sometimes you'll be, like, it's, like, not
a it's
cool
a show for theater
hobby.
Kids.
Yeah, it, yeah. like, kind of, and also it was, like, one of the first show to, like, have, like, gay characters as, like, being a main character, not just being, like, a side, like, quirky, like, sassy best friend, and, like, and I don't know, I appreciated it. I like anything that, like, gives, like, maybe someone who would normally be, like, a side character, like, a bigger role, just because, like, I don't know. I find that a lot of shows, like, the main character, ooh, Zoe 101, is, I mean, this is not a good, that's not a good example of this, but, like, when the main character is, like, not, because sometimes they choose, like, a boring person, because they're supposed to be, like, the audience surrogate. You can have a weirdo be the main character.
Mm-hmm.
I always like that better, yeah.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah, I don't know, I guess there's, like, I feel like there's so much television out there, too.
Yeah.
More recently, I guess, Sex and the City.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's Obviously. Something I got into later, because I was kind of young when it first, I mean, yeah, I was, like, six when it first came out. So.
Oh, yeah, I remember my mom, like, watching.
She was cool
with
that.
She would, well, she'd want someone to watch it with, and I was there. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's like, watch this with me, and I was like, I'm, like, 10.
Did you did a lot of things go over your head, or were you, like, you
Like, I think from a young age, I kind of, like, knew, like, sex was, like, a thing.
Okay,
I
mean, it took me a long time to figure out what it was.
I understood it until I was older. But didn't you, like, because I feel like it was, like, fifth grade we got, like, the, like...
Yeah, I feel like the sex ed was more, like, you're gonna have a period, here's what happens. Also, you should wear deodorant. And then as you get older, they start,
When, like, I think it was, like, freshman year.
Well, you had
the health
class.
That you watched,
class,
like, the Miracle of Life.
Yeah.
Thing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I remember all the kids being like, ew, it was so gross. And
it
was gross.
It
bit.
Is good for that woman for being like, I'll put my vag on TV.
I mean,
I don't care.
She's educated a lot of people now.
Yeah, she should be proud.
Yeah. Good
would,
for her.
Would you want to be her?
Good for her.
Okay, transitioning. What, do you have any favorite movie remakes? And is there a remake that you're like, this should definitely be made? Like, what's your take on it?
I'm usually not super into movie remakes. Mm-hmm. This is like all the Disney movie remakes and stuff that we've seen, the live action remakes.
Oh, yeah,
because
they keep turning those out.
Yeah, and there's maybe been, like, maybe one or two that have been good. Like, I think Cinderella was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I liked Little Mermaid.
So, yeah, I did too. Yeah, Hammond's
there were some things about it that. Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah.
No, you're good.
There were some things about it that were like, maybe I would have done a little differently. Mm-hmm. There was specifically one scene where Ariel is like climbing up on the rock, and I've had multiple people that have like noticed it too. I'm like, I remember watching in the theater like, huh? Like, cause she like kind of slithers up the rock a little bit.
Oh yeah,
and it's kind of weird and
is it
tense? She just looks weird
doing
it. No, it's like in the middle. It's like when she's like, someday I'll be part of your world. Like, that's like the reprise of that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like,
when she's like looking
it's
up.
It's just like a physical thing. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
But other than that, like, the movie was great. I really liked it. I think Melissa McCarthy was.
Not a fan?
Yeah, she was okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like there were so many other people that would have been a much better Ursula. Like, honestly, I don't know why they didn't have someone. And drag, or like, you know,
like the original character was inspired by a drag queen.
Exactly,
that would be awesome.
And that'd be like, you know, like if you're gonna go the route of like, let's hire people, you know, that are gonna be maybe outside of what we would normally hire for these roles, then like, let's continue that trend with other characters too. But in the, but still, someone that obviously fits the role very well and will do a great job. I feel like Melissa McCarthy just kind of was like, okay.
Yeah, I liked her. I think, like, she did the, like, I feel like she didn't sing. She did a lot of talk singing, which that.
Yes.
Which that song, like, okay, it bodes well to that, but you've got to sing at some point. I feel like she was, like, really
holding
back.
It's one of those, like, for me, like, Ursula is one of those, like, kind of iconic Broadway villain roles.
Yeah.
So, like, get someone that can sing.
Get someone with a really low voice. Yeah.
Yeah, get someone that can, like, really hack it out, you know? Yeah. Like, I just feel like it could have been so much better.
Yeah. Today we were talking about The Proud Family Movie. This was a TV show that I really liked growing up.
I did too.
So, yeah, what did you think of The Proud Family growing up? What say you?
What say you? I really liked it. Yeah. I mean, I hadn't ever seen a show that's about, like, a black family before.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. I mean, I guess Raven, but it's an animated show, so I think it's very different.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, that was unprecedented, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
I know, like, I remember when I was kind of doing some research on it, too. Like, apparently that was, like, it was, like, a big thing in the African-American community to be part of the Broad family. Like a lot of, like, famous people of that time, I want to even, like, Beyonce or something.
She did the,
like,
theme song with Destiny's Child.
Yes, yes.
And they might have been on an episode.
It was
sure.
like everyone wanted to participate in it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's definitely important to have that representation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially when it's like Disney, because it's such a like
whitewash.
Well,
yeah.
I think it's also like such a well-known brand.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, like, whatever you do or whatever work you do with them will reach far.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I think it was important at the time to like include a lot of artists of the era to do the show. So I think it was important for that. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, it's also genuinely a very entertaining little show too.
Oh yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's very funny. The characters are cute. I loved Penny.
Okay, she was your fave.
I loved her little outfit.
I know.
I feel like that was something I would wear.
Honestly,
right?
Yeah, the red sweater with like the white collared shirt.
Yeah, very cute and kind of preppy.
Yeah.
I also like that, like, she dressed like kind of cute like that too, because it felt like appropriate for someone in her age group, you know?
She's supposed to be, like, 14, 15.
Something like, I think, like, 15, I want to say. 14 or 15.
Yeah. No, I really liked the characters. Like, it was super diverse, too. Mm-hmm. And, like, my favorite character was Dejanay. I thought she was so funny.
Well,
and
I've heard some mixed things about that character. Because apparently, when I was, like, looking up, like, history and stuff of the show and, like, how it was received. Mm-hmm. And people were, like, upset at, like, how Dejanay was portrayed. Because I guess she's kind of a stereotype.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I don't know how to feel about that. Yeah. I think when they made the Louder and Prouder show that came out recently, I think they kind of fixed some things in regards to that with her character.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, she was kind of a stereotype a little bit, I think.
I can see where that's coming from. And I think, like, some of the characters, like, La Cienega was kind of a stereotype of, like, a Hispanic girl, too. And, like, same with Zoe, which is, like, she's, like, a dirty white girl. And I don't have
a
problem
with
her.
She's so skinny.
Yeah,
she's, like, nothing. She's literally bones.
She's skin and bones. Yeah. And, like,
I mean, that's cartoons, though.
Yeah.
I feel like, when you make a cartoon, it's, like, a lot of times you are kind of making kind of the most, you know, animated kind of over the top version of someone.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of makes sense that, but at the same time, but there was a lot of stereotypes that were kind of reinforced, I think, with Proud Family.
Yeah.
So, like, oh, a great example of that would be the Gross Sisters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. Like, there was some really bad stereotypes.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be Crips. Like, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's also a product of its time.
I think so, too, because this was the early 2000s. Yeah. And, like, that.
I think it was as subversive or as, like, progressive as it could be for the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I think now, if they made, you know, if completely from scratch, if they made the show now, it would be different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I definitely.
But I appreciate it though for what it was for what it did at the time.
Yeah, I think it's. I thought it was a really smart, clever show. There hasn't been anything like it. You can tell that it isn't like a bunch of white people in a boardroom being like, "So how do black people talk and interact with each other?" Like it comes off as very genuine and very charismatic, and I don't know. It's very fun. There's so many iconic episodes. Like one of my favorites. Was when I always talk about when Dejanay or no when Penny gets like into poetry and so fucking good and then Dejanay gets really good at it too and she's like that's my thing and then there's all this jealousy and then in the end they're like we're supposed to support each other
The one with Penny where she has like the credit card and she like and she ends up overspending a lot and the credit card like talks to her
oh my god yes
Man, I feel like it's very relatable because you don't like have a concept of like money when you're at that age. So and you like want to impress your friends and everything.
And so be like, I'm rich. I think like that's what I noticed. I watched the show like hadn't watched it in forever, and then I watched an episode, and I'm like, oh, they have like really obscure like sense of humor where like something like totally like fantasy will happen out of nowhere, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's kind of off the wall a little bit.
It is, and that's like what makes it like it's not trying to be realistic at times. Oh, another one of my favorite characters was Sugar Mama. I fucking love
her. I like Sugar Mama a lot.
She's so
puff. Like, like she's so like. I don't know. She's very much her own woman.
Yeah.
I love how she's always, like, hitting on, like, that one grandpa, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, what's it? La Cienega's grandpa?
Yeah.
That's very
And he's
cute.
Always, like, talking shit on her in Spanish.
In Spanish. It's great. I kind of like that her and Oscar have, like, she's super mean to her
she's
son.
She's such a bitch to him. She's kind of terrible to him.
Yeah.
But he kind of deserves it, I think, sometimes.
No, he's kind of a dumbass sometimes.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. He has a father, and I had, like, a protective father, so I kind of get it, but he was, like, over the top. Like, you can't date until you're married.
I know.
He was so protective. Like, he was such a little, like, spy. Like, he couldn't,
That
like...
kind of made him fun, though.
It gave something
for Penny to kind of like fight against a little
bit.
Yeah.
Which is like
the reason why he's like that. Yeah.
There's a big theme in this movie is that he won't let her, and same in the show, he won't let her do anything. And like he always says no to everything, and then he'll be like, well, maybe, because his wife like tries to talk him out of it.
Because she's very reasonable.
She is.
Truly.
Yeah.
So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, since let's get into it. Let's start the show. Let's get into the Proud Family movie. So, yeah, this movie is, okay, it's similar, do you remember the Even Stevens movie?
I do.
And, like, they kind of did this, I don't
know. Oh, yeah, they kind of like went to, like, an island and stuff, too, huh?
Yeah, so it's kind of both about...
Double dip.
Yeah.
On the same
they
premise.
Go to an island, and also it's about, like, Penny trying to audition to be in a music video.
Yeah.
So it's, like, back and forth, and there's, like, also this plot line about them being alternate versions of themselves, like, kind of, like,
well,
cyborg.
Well, that was kind of fun.
It was,
yeah. Because I think the whole point of that was for Penny to, like, be able to have that kind of freedom that she never had with her normal parents.
Yeah.
It's giving Coraline.
15 Cent. Okay.
Oh, yeah, 15 Cent.
Love it. Are you a fan of 50 Cent? Do you want to take me to the candy shop?
Oh, man. I don't know, because he's supposed to be, like, Penny's age.
Yeah, right? So he's just, like, hot. Is he a rapper?
It's supposed to be 15. Is that why he's 15?
I don't know if that's, like, just... I mean, maybe he's supposed to be 15. He's supposed to be, like, a
he
little
seems like
older
like he's a kid,
than...
though, because, like... Yeah. I remember when, like, he and Penny, like, when they were in the car, he's like, I gotta get back home to my mom or my grandma or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, he's, like, a kid. Like, he's a regular kid.
Yeah, so he's kind of,
so,
like...
Her, I thought he was age-appropriate for her and stuff.
Yeah.
And he seemed like he was, like, a cool, normal kid.
Yeah,
like,
and, like,
as much as he can be.
As, like, a famous guy.
Yeah.
But,
so, like, she was the one who's like, I want to kiss and stuff.
Yeah,
he was about to just let her, like, go and everything.
And she's like, nah. And she's like, now that I know you're respectful, I'm gonna disrespect you. And then, at some point, Oscar sees sees and he gets livid.
Oh, man,
because that's, like, a reoccurring thing in the show is that he doesn't want her to date, and every time she tries to, he's, like, really upset about it.
I mean, she is very young.
She is. So I get it. And, like, to be, like, fair.
He wants to protect his daughter.
Yeah.
Like, I think now that I'm an adult, mm-hmm. I see it more from his perspective. Maybe he's a little too cautious.
Yeah.
Because Penny still has to, like, live her life and be... you know, her own person.
Yeah.
But he just, I think he does it out of love. It's coming from a good place.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, guys always say, I'm protective because I was once a teenage boy and I know how they think and, like, stuff like that.
That's
and
fair.
I'm like, it is true. But when you hear that from your dad, you're like, whatever, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
He's not like that. He's different.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. They're like, nah, no boy is different.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so in this movie, it's like, there's this, like, inventor guy named Dr. Carver, who is trying to get a army of, like, peanuts and
to take over the world.
Yeah, and so he's forcing, like, the Proud family to go on this, like, vacation on an island where he, like, clones them and turns them into, like, cyborgs.
Well, he, like, tricks them to go onto the island.
Yeah,
like, it's like, oh, it's like a job opportunity or
something. Yeah,
yeah. Is that what it is?
It's something, like, he, like, pays them, oh, okay, so, like, basically Oscar creates, like, he's creating these, like, that's the running gag in the show that he's always has these inventions that never work.
Well, it's always snacks.
Oh, yeah, because
he's
a snacky
snacks.
Man.
Yeah.
Even though he's super tiny and skinny, like, but
well,
he's
like,
somehow he's
well,
a snack.
Well, like, that he sells snacks. Like,
yes.
He's a snack inventor.
Maybe he's a snack inventor that doesn't eat the snacks. But, like, yeah, he has this formula that makes it so they never expire, and Dr. Carver, this evil scientist guy, wants to use it to clone his peanuts. And so she gets cloned, but then real Penny goes to the island where they're at and, like, wants to, like, search for the formula. What happens?
The clones end up, because he makes a clone version of all the Oscars.
Yes.
And stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then those clones go with Penny back to, like, the mainland.
Yes, okay, because her parents are now really lenient.
Yeah.
And she's like, what happened? And now she can do all the stuff. They let her do the music video, right? That's, like, the reason why she can do it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So then she sees, like, what it's like to have very lenient parents and everything. But then it gets to a point where they're, like, what, I forget, like, why does she not like that eventually, though?
Because I think she, like, realizes she has too much freedom.
Yeah,
she can tell that her parents are, like, different. And I remember there's, like, a part where they're trying to learn the, like, teen vernacular and, mm-hmm. like, but it sounds, like, really awkward.
Oh, it's all, Trudy, like, becomes, like, super, like, into that to like, kind of assimilate.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's a clone, so she doesn't understand how humans interact.
Yeah, yeah.
So when she's, like, trying to assimilate, she learns all this teen slang and everything.
Yeah.
And then she becomes, like, weird.
Yeah, and then it's, like, obvious. It's,
and
like,
then Oscar does really well, though. He, like, I think he wins, like, a winning shot at the basketball
game. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because, like, at some point, they're, like, at the basketball game because they're going to perform at halftime.
Oh,
isn't that the whole thing?
Yeah. I remember he becomes, like, too cool. That's what it is.
And
he, like, kind of steals her spotlight a little bit.
And then she's kind of mad. She's like, I'm supposed to be the famous one. Mm-hmm. I think there's a funny scene at the beginning where they're all auditioning to be, like, perform with 15 mm-hmm, Cent, and they, like, the only one who gets in is Penny, but she's like, I'm not gonna do it without my friends.
Without my girls.
Yeah, because, like, mm-hmm. I know Zoe does, like, a terrible job, and, like, because she's not a good dancer. Like, she just isn't. That's kind of part of her personality, and, like...
But she becomes a good dancer, like,
yeah,
we see
well,
later
the end,
in the film.
Yeah, she, like, dances she, like, with the peanuts,
yeah.
And she, like, does this breakdancing thing, and she does, like, the robot. You know when people do the robot, but it's, like, kind of their whole body, and, like, they, like... That's, like, did your school, like, your high school have, like, a dance team that, like, did?
Oh, yeah, we had dance team. Yeah, we had some really great dancers, actually,
yeah.
In high school. Yeah.
I feel like that was my high school. Like, there was, like, so we had, like, this dance team called Soul Purpose, and, like, they were all really good.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to join them, but I was like, I don't think I'm good enough for this. Like, I feel like I'd be, like, the girl dancing in the back. Like,
yeah, no, I would have done Color Guard.
Yeah.
if I had done any of the dance.
I think Color Guard is cool. I know, like, people think it's, like, nerdy, but I think it's fun to throw flags in the air. Like,
I feel like it's...
What do you think? What's your take?
I feel like Color Guard's for the girls that can't dance. So they do Color Guard.
So they have to have something, like...
I get it, like... Us girls that can't dance have to have something to do.
Yeah.
I'm one of them, so I'm just calling myself out.
You can
out.
Dance. She says that. She can dance.
I cannot dance.
So, Penny's clone.
Well, so Penny's clone stays there with the family.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, finally, like, our daughter's, like, listening to us.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of the opposite. It's our daughter's listening to us, and then, like, Penny in the real world is like, oh, my parents are being, like, really lenient, but then they kind of don't like it. Then her real friends come to the island and have to do, like, a dance battle in order to, like, win the family back. Isn't that, like, how it kind of goes?
Well, they have to, like, get past the peanuts.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the only way to get past them is to, like, a dance battle, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're because all...
Because it's a problem. This movie is so all over the place.
It is. It, like, it's interesting that it has, like, both plot lines of, like...
I feel like it kind of makes sense when you're watching it.
Yeah.
But also, it's, like, it's just so wild.
Yeah.
I'm, like trying to explain it is, like, crazy.
It is. The dancing peanuts. I think that's, like, the most, like, memorable part of, like... the movie, and that's what I remember most.
Yeah, I think, honestly, like, who really gives a shit about, like the plot?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, was the film enjoyable? Was it entertaining? Kind.
Yeah, it was wacky.
I think so. It was wacky. It was fun. It's like a family film.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, okay, like, this is fun.
Yeah.
I definitely don't think it's a movie that, like, I would have normally returned to.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it doesn't really do the show justice for me.
No, yeah.
I think that they could have done something that was maybe more progressive or something that had some sort of bigger message.
Yeah.
Like, what's the message with this movie? You know?
Appreciate
your family, I guess, but, like, I feel like they could have done something more.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
So, it was just kind of, the movie was just kind of, like, eh for me.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of great moments in the show. Like, I remember there was a whole episode in the show that was I think it was, like, Penny going back to the past.
The civil rights episode?
Yes.
I was going to bring up that, because that's one of the best ones, and that's, like, the kind...
That's one of the episodes that this show will be remembered for.
Yeah.
And I feel like that kind of thing should have been more present throughout, maybe in the film in some way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just, like, this is a silly premise.
Yeah.
Peanut Island Man.
I love that. And, like, I think, like, you know. Okay, it premiered finale to the show's original run. Okay, so this was one of, it's kind of like the Lizzie McGuire movie or the Even Stevens movie. Yeah, this kind of ended it, and it was kind of on a weird note. It's like I feel like, as we've said, The Proud Family was, like, a pretty revolutionary show, and, like, so many famous people wanted to participate in it, and, like, it had, like, Kyla Pratt, which she played Penny. Do you remember her? Did you watch the Dr. Dolittle with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so that, I mean, she played, like, the young Dolittle. Raven was in that too. Love it. I don't know if Raven... Okay, let me look it up. Was Raven ever in Proud Family? She was, like...
Well, she was, like, existing during that... Like, she was, like, in the Disney Channel realm.
She was. I think... I mean, this was Stephanie. Oh, she did. Okay, she played 70... Oh, in the Kwanzaa episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she... Oh, and her character was really cool looking. She was, like, wearing an oversized blazer. Yeah, no, she, like...
That's
like,
so you.
I
love
like
her
it.
Oversized blazer.
I love, okay, so an outfit cute. That is fitted, but it has, like, one oversized piece. Especially if you have the shoulders to carry it off. I have very, like, slim shoulders.
Yeah, same.
Do you do, too? Yeah, so it's kind of like, do you try on a lot of shirts and it's just, like, way out here?
Yeah. Like, I can't really do oversized stuff.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I have the shoulders for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was I going with this? Raven was in the show. Because Raven and Kyla Pratt did, like, some stuff together and, like... But yeah, no, it's, I think the show is really revolutionary and they could have done something more, like, meaningful for the movie.
I think overall the show just could have been more, though.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of great things about the show, but I don't know. I wish there was maybe a bigger message or it was more revolutionary or, I think what they're trying to do with, like, the Proud Family Louder and Prouder, like, the remake thing that they're doing now, I think that they're trying to kind of fix those problems now.
Yeah. Wait, did Soleil Moonfry play... Wait, did she play Zoe? Do you know who she is? Did you ever watch, she did play Zoe. She was one of Sabrina's friends on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh.
She was the hippie-ish one, the one that had the long hair.
That checks out for Zoe.
Yeah. Okay. She did, like, interesting things with, like, I'm always, like,
I'm gonna, like, look
you know,
up
now I'm, like,
now.
Orlando Brown.
Oh.
See, she's very pretty.
Yeah.
Orlando Brown was on That's So Raven. And he played Sticky, which is also one of my favorite characters.
Sticky.
He's so funny. And I love the, like, little, like,
I do like the whole, like, the yatch thing in the movie. That
oh, yeah,
funny.
It keeps on saying yatch.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's pretty silly.
That was.
That's also very, like, normal of, like, teenagers not to know how to pronounce something. Like, they're trying to be cool.
Yeah.
Talking about something like a yacht, but they don't know how to pronounce it. Like, I think that's very, like, normal.
Is there anyone else that, Wait, were you a fan of, I know this is kind of jumping, but why, I'm saying this because Orlando Brown was in the show. Were you a fan of That's a Raven?
I liked That's a Raven, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, like, a show of my childhood, for sure.
Yeah, I loved that show. I think it got a little wonky at the end, which happens when you have, like, a lot of seasons.
Yeah, it was going on for a long time.
Yeah.
But it was a good show. I like the premise, like, her being able to have visions and things. I think that's cool. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
So, I loved all the fashion in it,
Oh my god, of course. Yeah. And I like that she became kind of a fashion designer in, like, high school. I was like, that was my fucking dream.
I know. Like, yeah. Yeah. I like the character. Yeah. Like, I think all the characters in that show were pretty fun.
Yeah.
I just, like, it's very, all of the fashion was very, like, funky and, like, yeah, kind of off the wall and different, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it was a good show. It was different.
I do love, like, the, I mean, I've said this a million times.
Plus, she's also just like funny, anyways.
She's hilarious. She's one of the best Disney Channel actors I've ever seen.
Oh, I agree, and, for
like,
sure.
And, like, there's not, yeah, definitely.
Because that's good. I feel like that's, like, a known thing for, like, Disney Channel to not have maybe great child actors.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of child actors that aren't good.
Yeah, but she's not one of them. She's great.
Movie fashion. Let's look at the fashion. So, yeah, that was the movie. We, like we said, we kind of already gave our opinion, but so now let's talk about the fashion. So, Penny. Okay. I think these are some looks from the movie.
Okay.
Wait, is this? No. This is DeviantArt. No. Okay.
God damn it, DeviantArt.
Okay. She's trying to make me think that things are different. Okay. So, like, Penny's got her, like, whole outfit that's, like, the burgundy stuff.
Yeah. It's, like, that's, like, her typical outfit, though. Yeah. She has that, like, cute little outfit that she wears for the, oh, that's so cute. Little dolls.
Oh, that is really cute. And I like that she has a little cowlick.
Those are fun.
These are adorable.
Oh, I like those.
Oh, Loudrum Products. I'm like, I don't know who she is, but she must be a new character.
That's cute.
But yeah, I like, surprised. Oh, her and La Cienega both had like a red sweater. I'm kind of surprised. Okay, I kind of like their friendship.
Well,
hers is like
more like burgundy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Their dynamic was interesting because it was like they were kind of frenemies.
Yeah,
but they hung out in the same group because La Cienega was, like,
I feel like that's kind of common for high schoolers.
It
though.
Is though. You always have the like one friend where you're kind of like, I wish they weren't in this
really
group,
friends?
But everybody else likes her, so I guess like or him, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or like one that you're like, we would never be friends otherwise.
Yeah, I feel like she's more. Isn't she more like Dejanay's friend?
Yeah, I think so. But like Dejanay, maybe I feel like there was like maybe a dynamic of like, because Penny and Dejanay are best friends, but then I think Penny gets jealous of like Dejanay's and like La Cienega's friendship, which is also very relatable.
Okay, there we go. So you can see one of her outfits.
So
right,
like
there.
She like does the tropical kind of like dress thing, like the whole like
kind of typical
vacation
crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cartoon, so you're not always gonna have amazing fashion. I liked her little outfit that she wears when she does the rap video or whatever.
Yeah,
like very cute. I loved her, like she had like this kind of moment too in the, in the film where she's like too short, too tight, too whatever, too cute.
I know, that's so perfect.
And then you can see all her little outfits.
Oh, that is really cute. That's a cute outfit. Okay, what is this called? I think it's called a Baker Boy hat. I've talked about these before. It's like the puffy
kind. It's called a Page Boy. I think.
Yes, and she's wearing like gladiator sandals and like even though the colors are kind of off, like she's wearing black skirt and like a crop top.
Well, I think it's brown. Like I think it's all kind of all supposed to be shades of brown.
Yeah, and she looks super cute.
She looks cute. The glasses are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of gladiator sandals?
I've never worn them myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, I don't know, I feel like the straps intimidate me.
Yeah.
Because it just seems like a lot going on.
Yeah.
But she works it.
She
looks cute.
She does.
I'm not mad at it. Because, like, her friends also have, like, little outfits that they wear for the rap video. I like, like, the funky little pants with, like, pockets and things like that. And little sandals. It's, like, it's, like, a cute outfit, but it's not, like, overly like showy or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like, because they're always like glamorous, but they're like simplicity, which is interesting because I feel like on Disney Channel shows they always have like,
well, they
kind of
have to be
complex.
Simple,
I mean,
for an animated show,
because
it's like you gotta animate that outfit constantly. So
well,
it's, like,
so is that because as someone who like wanted to go into animation.
Oh,
that is so cute. They're all wearing like cropped.
These
like
cute little like black outfits with like
they kind of match, but they
look
don't.
At the chunky sandal.
Oh, I fucking love a chunky sandal.
Oh,
yeah,
that's so cute.
Yeah,
they look adorable.
They do.
Look at them. They look like they're going out on the town.
Oh my god, we should do that with our friends. We all wear like matching but kind of not matching like black outfits.
Yes, iconic.
Why do animated characters always have to wear the same outfit? Is it because you don't want to draw it a million times? It's like easier.
I think it's a consistency thing.
Because
if you're constantly drawing your main character in a different outfit, then like you have to figure out how a new outfit's going to appear on them and on their body type and how it's going to flow on them, and that's just like a whole another thing to kind of figure out. I think a great example of this is well, or kind of subversing that a little bit, mm-hmm. is Mabel from Gravity Falls. She, every episode of Gravity Falls, she has a new outfit on, mm-hmm. but it's basically always the same outfit because it's a turtleneck and a skirt.
Yeah.
But it's always, like, a different turtleneck and different skirt each episode.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, like, it's different and it's unique and, like, you can kind of see her little outfits and her fashion and everything.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's, like, it's going to have the same kind of flow and movement that, like, any other, you know, outfit. Every other outfit she wears, because it's the same thing. It's just a different color and pattern.
Yeah.
So so there's definitely, like, a way to do it. I also feel like the more money a show has, or, like, the more resources or time or whatever, the more they have to, you know, create new looks and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, the, I think the Louder and Prouder show, I think they have, like, more outfits going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the Peanuts all kind of...
They have fun little outfits, too.
Yeah, they wear giant hats and, like, tank tops, and, like, one of them has, like, a Flavor Flav giant clock necklace thing. Would so you ever silly. Do that type of thing?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell fucking no. I don't like to really wear oversized
you
clothing.
You don't. You're more...
My clothing is always very fitted.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I don't know, I feel because I am kind of short and kind of curvy, that a big outfit isn't going to look good on my body type.
Yeah.
It's just going to look kind of blockish.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like big clothing is going to look good on a, like, tall model.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, this is so cool. Okay,
here we go.
So,
like, here's her, like, little hip-hop outfits. Okay. Lacey Annigan still has her iconic little flower.
Yes, her, like, kind of, like,
80s. I like Zoe's
wearing a
outfit.
Visor.
That's so cute for her.
Yeah.
I'm kind of whatever about Dejanay's outfit.
White crop top and, like, a cone.
It's just white
hat
and black.
With, like,
I want color.
I know. I
Where's
think,
the
like,
color for Dej?
Yeah.
Her normal outfit's so colorful. It's like a little light, like kind of pastel, like purple on top with a blue cardigan. That's cute. Why doesn't her other outfit have?
Oh, yeah.
I want color for her.
I do too. She deserves it.
She deserves it.
Yeah.
Penny is very cute. That color is very flattering on her.
Yeah, she looks
her little
good.
Like kind of. Pinky purple top.
Yeah,
that's like one of my favorite colors right now, actually.
I feel like Ashley, like, I'm actually wearing purple today. I've been wearing a lot more just because, like, I spend so much time with her that I'm like, I need to wear more purple. But yeah, so that's kind of the movie. I guess we're kind of wrapping up. Ashley, is there anywhere you want people to follow you?
Just, like, I don't know, I guess my Instagram or whatever is fine. I've been posting a lot. I'm going to probably post a lot more, like, cosplay-related things.
Yeah.
More recently, I went to Comic-Con for the first time. So I'll be posting some of my Comic-Con looks and stuff there soon. And then, if I get into a show or whatever next year, I'll probably do that. I'll probably post on there.
Hopefully we do a show together in the next year.
I would love to do one. Them. What do you want to do together?
I mean, I don't know what's coming out. I, like, do want to take a break after, because I'm doing, I'm going to promote my show. I am in Nonsense right now, Coronado Playhouse.
Yes, go see Nonsense.
This Friday, the 25th, and then to 17th of September. Yeah, so it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I'd love to do another show with you. I don't know. Yes. I would love to do something fun.
Yeah, I would love to do, like, Mamma Mia or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, that kind of tone of a show.
You'd be good, Sophie.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I think you would be.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I know, I feel like that's, we have some overlap, because I feel like we're both good at, like, I don't toot my own horn, playing comedic roles, and, like, she has, like, a much higher voice than me, but, like, I feel like we both can be, like, the butt of the joke type of that's what I prefer. I've realized, like, I need to work on my serious acting skills, but anyway, okay, if you want to follow me, I'm Jana of the 90s on YouTube, and Instagram, I'm Decom Divas on Instagram and TikTok, and decomdivaspod@gmail.com if you want to make any requests for movies that are Disney adjacent or Disney Channel adjacent. Is there any messages, positive messages, or, like, something meaningful or something really silly that you want to send out to the world on this beautiful August day?
Stay safe.
Yeah.
The world's a scary place.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially since we just had the hurricane. So I hope everyone's recovering from that okay.
Yes, hurricane in Southern California, yeah.
Yeah. And then outside of that, I don't know, the holidays will be coming soon-ish, I guess. So just go have fun. And now that, like, we're not really dealing with COVID so much, go pursue what you really want to do.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like people's lives have been kind of on hold for the last few years.
Yeah.
And now people are kind of starting to get back to normal. So just, and life is so short. Yeah. So whatever you want to do, whatever is, like, currently holding you back from that thing, just go do it.
Yeah.
The only thing that's really holding you back is you.
Yeah.
So go pursue your dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow your dreams.
Seriously, though, do
be
it.
Be in a music video. Make your own music video.
Yeah, or, like, if you want to go do, like, a musical or show, like, obviously we're very much theatrical people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if that's something you've always wanted to do, but, like, you're like, oh, I'm not good enough, or I don't have an experience or whatever, you literally can come into almost any community theater show and probably get in if you're a little bit talented.
Yeah.
You know, or if you just, like, take a couple vocal lessons.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just if it's something you really want to do and pursue, go do it.
Yeah. Follow your dreams, man.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being on. It's great to have you be a triple diva.
Triple threat.
Yeah. She is.
I'm not.
Fuck what she says about dancing. She can bust a move.
Yeah. Only because I've been doing Zumba lately.
Yeah.
So
hey. Shout out.
Such an old lady.
So, yeah. Thanks for listening. And join us next time when we watch
a Disney Channel movie.
Woo! Woo!